Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Johnny Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Garms steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campbell out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Com reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Ted Gulick now playing left field. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a fly ball into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to third. One out. Willie Kam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kam is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. There goes Pitlock trying to get to second. Gulick throws the ball into Storti, who relays the ball to Melillo, who tags Pitlock for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball towards center. West settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on West. Burnett moves to third. Boss moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Gulick goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Harder moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Wally Hebert now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Storti is called out on strikes. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to home to get Vosmek. Hale moves to third. Kham moves to second. 2 outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shea strikes out. There goes Melillo. The throw from Pitlock to second, and Melillo is out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Jim Levy. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Art Sharon now playing shortstop. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett bunts towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 4 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.